Chapter 62. Sue and Molly came in with Betsy Ingersoll after lunch. She had on a sober blue dress and low-heeled black shoes. She wore a pearl necklace and pearl earrings. She looked like the perfect corporate wife. "Your husband with you?" Jesse said when she sat down. "No," she said. "He didn't come home last night." "Is that unusual?" "No." "I need to tape this," Jesse said. "That is acceptable," Betsy Ingersoll said. "But could it be just you and me?" "Of course," Jesse said. Molly and Sue left and closed the door behind them. Jesse turned on the tape recorder. "This is Chief Jesse Stone of the Paradise Police. This interview is conducted in my office at Paradise Police Headquarters. The interviewee is Betsy Ingersoll. You ready, Betsy?"
"I'm ready," she said.
"Do you wish an attorney?" Jesse said.
"No."
"You have the right to one," Jesse said.
"I'm very, very tired of attorneys."
"If you don't know who to call or can't afford one," Jesse said, "we can provide you with one."
"You're reading me my rights," she said.
"For the record," Jesse said, "do you waive your right to an attorney?"
"I do," Betsy said.
"Okay," Jesse said. "Tell me what you told me last night in your husband's office." She told her story as if she was giving an oral report. As she talked, she didn't look at Jesse. She seemed to have picked out a spot on the wall to Jesse's right, and she stared at it as she talked. She was well prepared. Jesse didn't have to prompt her. When she finished, she shifted her gaze from the wall to Jesse and smiled and sat quietly with her hands folded in her lap. Jesse leaned forward and shut off the recorder. "Thank you," Jesse said.
"What will you do with me?" she said.
"Depends on you," Jesse said.
"How?"
"I have the name of a very competent, highly recommended psychotherapist, whom I would like you to see," he said. "She has already agreed to see you, if you'll call and make an appointment."
"You think I'm crazy," Betsy said.
"You've done some crazy things," Jesse said.
"I am not crazy," she said.
"Not very," Jesse said. "But I think you need help working things out with your husband."
"And if I refuse?"
"I can probably get you jail time," Jesse said.
"So those are my choices?" she said. "I see your stupid shrink or you arrest me?"
"That's pretty much it," Jesse said.
"You are being very cruel," she said.
"I didn't have to offer you the shrink," Jesse said.
She shifted her gaze back at the spot on the wall to Jesse's right and sat.
Jesse sat with her.
After a time, she sighed and said, "What's his name?"
"Her name is Dr. Susan Silverman," Jesse said.
"She a friend of yours?"
"I've never met her," Jesse said. "A friend of mine sees her, and my own shrink recommends her highly."
"You have a shrink?"
"I do," Jesse said. Betsy studied the wall.
"How often do I have to go?" she said.
"As often as you and she decide," Jesse said. "And you have to go for at least a year."
"A year?"
"Yes."
"She decides how often during the year?"
"You and she," Jesse said.
"So the more she tells me to come, the more money she makes," Betsy said.
"Take it or leave it," Jesse said.
"Why can't you just leave me alone?"
"You can't be left alone," Jesse said. "You need help." She began to cry. Jesse waited. This was real crying, with a lot of heaves and gasps. Eventually, she got it under control enough to speak.
"You're trying to help me," she said.
Jesse nodded.
"You may be the only one who ever has," she said.
Jesse nodded.
"I'll see her," Betsy said.
Chapter 63. Jesse made two photocopies of the letter and put the original in his evidence file. When Molly came in, he gave her one copy and kept the other for himself. They read it together.
"Hey, Jesse."
"Well, you don't quit. I'll give you that. You'll enjoy the Swingers. They're a fun group.
You probably wonder how I know you're going to talk with the Swingers. Let's just say I keep in touch. One thing for sure. If you're talking with the Swingers group, you must be circling in on me, or think you are. Maybe you'll get me one day. But if you do, it won't be you that does it. You'll just be standing around when my old friend Mr. Obsession turns me in. Some shrink would probably say that I was externalizing my pathology and objectifying it by calling it Mr. O. You know anything about psychology, Jesse? Shrinks say tons of stuff like that. Useless shit. You got any idea what it's like to have Mr. O sitting on your chest all the time? Probably not. It's like being a prisoner. I sit here and look at my pictures on my computer, and the more I look, the more they aren't enough. Mr. O needs fresh meat. Funny, isn't it? They all look about the same. They all got the same secret. But Mr. O keeps needing to discover that secret again and again and again. On that basis, I keep doing it and doing it. You'll probably catch me in time. It really sucks, you know. I hate myself for what I do, but if I don't do it, I have to do it. The way you have to eat or drink. Mr. O requires it. But Mr. O won't let me touch them. Is that weird or what? It's why my wife and I joined the swingers. We didn't have sex for 3 years, I think, before we joined. It was exciting to look at her, but I could never perform when it came to touching. I didn't actually have sex with anyone at the swinger parties, either. But Mr. O is a clever bastard, and I think they didn't know that. I don't know really why I'm writing to you like this. You're a small-town cop. Probably thinks Freud is a kind of antifreeze. But we're sort of comrades in arms, you know? We're kind of in this together, doing some kind of dance where I lead and you follow. Be interesting to see what happens when the music stops. He's telling me who he is, Jesse said. We know who he is, Molly said. But he wants us to know. He's making sure. Then why doesn't he just say, my name is Seth Ralston, Molly said. Jesse shook his head. Then he's not the Nighthawk anymore, Jesse said. Think of this as foreplay. Molly nodded. And the meeting with the swingers, she said. More foreplay, Jesse said. Molly frowned and then smiled. You'll say things that you want him to hear, she said. Try to keep the pressure on him, Jesse said. If he stays hunkered down someplace, I won't be able to catch him. You think he wants you to catch him? Molly said. Does and doesn't, Jesse said. I'm trying to work on does. How do you think he knows about the meeting? Probably his wife, Jesse said. Which means she knows where he is. Or he calls her, Jesse said. I feel sort of bad for him in a strange way, Molly said. I know, Jesse said. And his wife, Molly said. Yeah. I guess we need to talk with her again, Molly said. We do, Jesse said. Molly smiled, looking at the letter. And the dance continues, she said.